So I think I wanted to ask one more question about an area where, again, you've brought those principles, the question of jobs, the question of protecting our treasures and bringing people together. Another area where you've put those principles in motion, and that involves both water conflicts, which we have, as you know, all over the West, and trying to deal with tribal water issues, which is practically every member of this committee, certainly all the Western members, have those challenges. So give us a little bit of insight into yet another area where you're doing good on the ground problem solving. And most of the members of this committee are from the West. So this is not an abstract issue. This is the real world we see when we go home and we have those town hall meetings. Tell us a little bit about what you have done on resolving water conflicts and tribal water infrastructure, two separate issues where I know you have a good track record.
Right, thank you, Senator. And what I'll say is, you know, when I think about tribal water infrastructure, I'm reminded just recently of, you know, a few articles that I read about people on the Navajo Nation having to drive 20 miles just to fill up some water barrels. Some of these people may already have running water, but their water's polluted. And I think in 2021, every single American should have an opportunity to have safe and healthy drinking water. This is a human right, in my opinion. And I mentioned earlier that, yes, my grandmother didn't get running water at her village until 1975. I learned early on how to conserve water because when you're hauling buckets of water across the village on a dusty road, you don't want to spill a drop of it. And I think that not one drop of water has come into or left our planet in 4.6 billion years. It's just that the climate change has caused our water to move in different areas, so we need to protect the water that we have. I am all for ensuring that we can come to solutions with tribal water infrastructure, that we can look at water in a new lens in 2021 when we know climate change is a drastic issue, especially in the West with the droughts that we have. And I hope that we can find ways to conserve, recycle, move all of those issues forward so that nobody is stuck in a desert without any water to drink, essentially.
The Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs in my state, and I appreciate the courtesy of my friend, the chairman, I'll just wrap up real quickly. They are sure looking for your new lens in terms of trying to deal with these tribal water issues, and Warm Springs is not alone. I can look right down this committee, and we see so many states represented by this committee who have these challenges with significant tribal populations trying to resolve, you know, water issues. And when you're talking about tribal populations, by dint of that discussion, you get into the broader water conflict, you know, questions, particularly in the West where there's scarcity. And as we wrap this up, I just want to make the case again that we started considering your nomination really early yesterday. I think you had some of the same sort of questions, you know, today. We don't have people come back twice, you know, very often. And I just want you to know, not only am I going to support you, but I'm going to speak for you on the floor of the Senate because I think you have made the case beyond a doubt that you'll be there for rural jobs. You'll do it in a way that isn't divorced from protecting our treasures, which is in my part of the world. We want jobs and environmental protection. We see them two sides of the same coin. I think you get it. And I'll tell you the single biggest difference. And I talk about these issues with my friend Senator Manchin all the time, and all my Western colleagues hear it. When we go home, the number one thing farmers, ranchers, and environmental folks say they want is they want people to try to come together. They want to find a collaborative approach. And if you're talking about that being your priorities, you led the league over there in the House of Representatives in terms of people coming together. And when Congressman Neguse and I were looking for somebody who could help us, we said, we got a big idea. Really goes back almost to FDR, 21st Century Civilian Conservation Corps. We said, we need somebody good who people like and want to work with to go get us some House sponsors. That somebody was you. So I'm very appreciative. And as we move to wrap up the consideration of this important nomination, I want to clear, I'm all in.
Thank you,
in supporting Congresswoman Holland, and we'll hopefully get a chance to make those points on the floor of the United States Senate.
Thank you.